So before we get started today, I want to let you know that the Drop Produce podcast is on social media. That's right. You get to talk to me and Frank both via Instagram and Twitter.
I apologize. You have to deal with us more.
I'm sorry. Your week only just got better, guys. So our Instagram is Drop Produce podcast and our Twitter is Drop Produce pod. So that is DROPDEUCE. And yes, I definitely have to spell that out because I have misspelled deuce so many times in this past month. So yeah, we're on social media. That is where you will be able to talk to us, send us what you recommend us to talk about, any concerns, maybe how awesome we are. Either way, let us know. And that is Drop a Deuce Podcast on Instagram and Drop a Deuce Pod on Twitter.
Only send us nice things about how great we are at podcasting.
I have anxiety, guys, so...
If you're mean to me, I'm going to block you.
If you're mean to us, we will block you. We will kick you out. But if you follow us, we'll, like, follow back, so...
We're not dead.
Yes, the Drop a Deuce podcast is still alive, contrary to popular belief.
I don't know how, but apparently we decided to get the band back together. Kind of like the Muppets a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? We're back. Tennis is back, so we're back, guys.
See, that was our initial thing, is that we didn't really have any tennis to cover. That would like be over like the November-December break, and I think... We kind of thought the best episode to start out with would be the Australian Open.
Exactly. Review. And I also refuse to talk about anything while my hero, Nick Kyrgios, was suspended. Gotta stand by my hero.
His suspension is our suspension.
Exactly. So the Australian Open's back. We're back.
I can't wait. How was your winter break?
You know, it was good. I had a nice relaxing break watching the college football going on in the U.S., watching basketball. It was a good time.
Indiana's a football school.
We are a football school. And you know what? The Patriots dynasty is over, so I cried for 3 days.
Are you a big Patriots fan?
Big Patriots fan. And you know what? The Titans are going to beat the Chiefs today, and the world will be in shock.
Yeah, so guys, we are recording this on the... Today is Sunday.
Sunday, January 19th. We got a big day of sports coming up. We got the Australian Open starting tonight. And we got a good day of NFL football.
This is going to be beautiful. So this year, 2020 is the year for resolutions, obviously. And one of our resolutions is to kind of, you know, cover a little bit more than tennis. So what we're going to be doing is, since sports betting is so growing, we're going to be talking about the odds of tennis. So like personal odds or like moneyline odds for the Australian Open this week. And then also like interesting prop bets around the tennis world. And then, you know, I think whatever big sporting events there are, so like NFL football today, or like the Super Bowl, or, you know, hockey, because who doesn't love Canadians beating each other up?
Now, it's interesting you brought up prop bets, Daniel, because here on FanDuel Sportsbook, we have a very interesting prop bet we can look at here. It's the winner of the Australian Open and the winner of the Super Bowl.
Go.
Oh, sorry. And I think there's some good odds here to make on the women's side of the draw. If we put $5 on Serena Williams with the Chiefs or the Packers, who I think will be playing in the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, you're looking at making at least $50 if the Chiefs win, in a lot of money if the Packers win, because that is a plus 430 bet. And I think we will be seeing a Serena Williams-Barty matchup late in this tournament, and that's going to decide who wins the tournament.
I'm going to say it right now. Naomi Osaka does not win a major this year. She does not win a major. I don't think she has the mental horsepower for this.
I agree with that. And, I mean, Osaka is at the bottom of this Barty region, which also has some tough competitors in it, like the Venus Williams Coco Gauff matchup in the first round.
That's the best matchup. I love that.
We'll get into that a little more later, but this is a tough, tough section. And I think that, especially because of who's in it, the winner will not be Naomi Osaka.
My big thing about women's tennis is A, I don't like to bet it, but B, I really just... The entire concept is an enigma, legitimately, because I don't know who's going to win any match.
That's a fair point. I mean, to be honest, there are about 90 players in this draw who could win this major.
Literally 90. Like, wait, can you look up the women's odds?
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked this up yet, so...
Let's see. I'm on futures, yeah. Just gotta scroll down a little bit. Women's winners.
Here we go.
Serena Williams is your favorite at plus 440.
Which is stupid, because Djokovic is plus 100.
Yeah, but I mean, in the men's, there's more of... it's more obvious. One of the winners is going to be Djokovic and Nadal or Federer. It's always one of those.
Danielle Collins at plus 3,500. I love that. Oh, she's...
I think that Barty is good money at plus 800. She's a very good player, and I think the extra added pressure of what is going on in Australia right now, especially her playing in her home country, is going to propel her to the top this year.
Ooh, wait. Where is Wozniacki? Wozniacki's at 50.
Plus 5,500.
Yeah, so she's plus 5,500. This is her last professional tournament. She's probably going to lose first round. She's going to probably pull like a Andy Murray or something.
Hey, Andy Murray's making a comeback.
Andy Murray, did you see that that documentary?
I did not. Hang on. We need to talk about the biggest sinks when we talk about comebacks. Layden Hewitt is playing in the doubles draw, guys. Layden Hewitt is back.
I love Layden Hewitt.
It is such a great day. Layden Hewitt. They're probably going to lose first round, but we get to watch Layden Hewitt play doubles alongside Jordan Thompson. Oh, it's such a great
day. He's playing Jamie Murray and Skupski, and if you've never heard of Skupski, neither have I, but he's a really good doubles player.
And, I mean, everyone's heard of Jamie Murray because Jamie Murray is a very good doubles player, too.
And he's also related to the number one tennis player, the former number one tennis player in the world.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're not playing in the first round.
Oh, they're not?
They're playing Layden Hewitt.
They got the wild card.
We were looking at Trent Cox and Popsil playing Marian Skupski. Yeah, no, they got a wild card playing Namin Song out of Korea in the first round.
And then they're going to play Alex Miles and Kreutz. Or Bublik has a really good back end.
Hey, third round, they could do
they
it.
They could make it to the... They could do it. That's the same thing with doubles. You don't know who's going to win.
doubles is my favorite thing to watch.
Doubles is a shit show.
It's so funny. All right, Daniel, I think we should get a little focus here. Let's do some draw analysis. Let's talk about the men's singles draw.
Sure, let's go for it.
So, it's loading right now, guys. So, you know, you got your basic. You got Nadal as the one, Djokovic is the two, and Federer's the three. They're going to make runs. But you know who I think is a sneaky underdog just because... He was hurdle of last year, so he's got a low odds. Kevin Anderson. I really like Kevin Anderson's game, and I think him playing a qualifier in Ivashka in the first round, and then the winner of the Fritz Griekspoor match could give him a chance to go to the third round.
And
he'd most likely play
Dude, Alex Bolt is gonna whip Ramos Vinolas.
Alex Bolt's good. Alex Bolt's really good.
I think he's going to rip Ramos when you lost. Team's not good on hard court. I think...
But Team's also gotten better on hard court every year.
His
hard court game's improving, and I still think he's just a little bit better than Bolt.
But he's still always going to be a clay court player. That's the big thing.
I like Medvedev playing Tiafo. I think this...
That's a great match. That's tonight, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
This is we have a stats department, which is me Googling things while Daniel talks, so let our stats department look it up.
But I think it's so funny how there are two...
No, it's tomorrow night.
Alright, thanks for letting me finish my thought.
Sorry. Hey, stats department gets the information out when it's ready.
Okay, fine. But I think it's so crazy how there are at least three or four extremely high-profile first-round matches... Coco Gauff, Venus Williams, Medvedev and Tiafo. God, there's...
Just a lot of good ones.
Gauffin and Shardy. And let me find. There was one more. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I'm literally looking through the draw right now.
I think is going to be an underrated good first-round match when you look for this one?
Chechenato Zverev?
No. Shruff versus Djokovic. Shruff is not a bad player.
Mm-mm.
Shruff, here's the thing.
Opelka Fognini.
That's going to be a great match. But look who these guys usually play in the first round. They usually play these joke guys who are outside the top 100 and kill them.
Fuck. Steve Johnson plays Roger Federer. I'm pissed off. Federer,
yeah.
Tonight, no.
Steve Johnson's...
CP's going to get murked.
His major tenure is going to get over pretty quickly.
No, because, Stevie used to be top 30 in the world, and now he's, 100. And there's... this seems pretty straightforward. Alba and Raonic, I feel like... I'm literally just looking through this right now. Was that not worth it?
But yeah, these are the ones that were worth it. I think that everyone is getting... I think that Truff is a better player than he gets credit for. He's top 40 in the world. He's not a pushover.
He's not a pushover, but, he kind of is. He's not... Struff cannot hit a forehand to save his life. That's basically how it's going to go. I don't feel bad for Struff, but he will not win.
I don't think he'll win, but I think he'll make it closer than everyone's
expecting. No, he lost in Paris 3-4 and 3.
He's not a clay court player. He's better on hard than in clay.
He's a server. Servers are servers everywhere. He's good on grass, and that'll be it.
I think that Lloyd Harris will give... I think Schwartzman will win that match, but I think Harris will give Schwartzman a little scare. If you guys watch the lead-up tournaments, Lloyd Harris and Tommy Paul are both playing incredible tennis right now and made incredible runs that they shouldn't have made.
Edmund Lajovic's about to be stupid.
Edmund's going to win that match.
Maybe. What were the odds?
Let's find out the most recent odds. Kyle Edmund is a -180 favorite.
Dang.
That's a match tonight for all you folks listening to us on Sunday after we push out the episode. But, the men's draw is going to have a lot of good first-round matches and a lot of better matches than people think. You got some people making returns from injury sprint seasons last year, like a Kevin Anderson. And then an American who's making his return is Mackenzie McDonald.
That's about to be a good match, too. McDonald Evans.
I think it depends on how well McDonald's is feeling right now, how back in shape
I think is. Dan Evans has always been sneaky good. So I think he might end up winning that. Mackenzie's not that great. But he could definitely upset him.
Evans is going to make a run to the third round where he'll hopefully be playing Shiroff and not Djokovic, just because I want to see someone new win a freaking major in the men's side. I want to see someone new win a major, and it's really annoying that it's always been the same four guys. Someone needs to break through.
Tetsuma Ito and Gwyneth Sharman. Oh my god. This is a stupid match. I love it.
It's a great match. What are you talking about? Those guys are goats.
I remember watching Gwyneth Sharman play, so he's an Indian player, and he played a guy who didn't necessarily possess all the best talents in the world. And long story short, Gwyneth Sharman looked like a 12-year-old. He literally, all he does is have a huge serve and he can't hit forehands. And that's what I'm saying.
So here's my question though. Are you surprised that Lucas Meyer is such a big underdog to Tommy Paul?
Tommy Paul is apparently decent.
He's young, and he just came off a very good run, losing to Harris in the finals of, I think it was Adelaide? No, it might have been Auckland. One of those.
I think it was Auckland. But Tommy Paul's, supposedly decent. I don't think Luke... He's decent? I'm not even sure. But I think at this point, we've kind of gone through the entire drama. I think it's time for women. As I'm looking through this women's draw, I feel like there's going to be a lot of really close matches.
Like we said earlier, it's women's tennis. Anything can happen and anyone can win.
Like
your girl CeCe Bellis.
Oh, don't get me started. CeCe Bellis and Danielle Collins are my two favorite women's tennis players, hands down. I love both of them. Basically all throughout high school, I told people I was going to marry CeCe Bellis. And
you were saying that in high school?
Oh yeah, because that's when she was actually
how old is CeCe?
She's our age. Oh, she's okay. 21.
That's not
special. She's actually 20 right now. I'm a little bit older than her. Just a hot take.
Perfect age.
perfect age, right? But it's like, I will gladly be her trophy husband. Like, for, you know, for shits and gigs.
She's playing Maria in the first round. That's a winnable match.
She's going to beat Tatiana Maria. Danielle's playing Diavchenko. I think that'll be pretty good.
Let's talk about the match that everyone wants to know about in the first round, though, Daniel. Coco Gauff, Venus Williams.
I think Coco wins. I really, really, really do.
Oh, switching up a little bit. Off air, you told me you thought it was going to be Venus.
I was thinking about it, and then... is Venus going to retire after this tournament?
I mean, she probably should have retired a couple years ago.
She's... I don't know why she's still playing.
Listen, guys, we just have to accept the fact we don't have a lot of time of Serena Williams, Roger Federer, and Rafa Nadal left.
Mainly Roger and Serena. Nadal's got like 5 years left in him. And same
I
thing.
I think Nadal's going to retire around a similar time as Federer because of injuries, but we don't need to accept that reality now. Let's talk about the women's draw.
And that opens up the floodgates for Djokovic.
Yeah.
And Djokovic will not lose a tournament.
He will lose one hard court to Medvedev, and that's at least one to Medvedev in that stretch.
Maybe. But
and every clay one to Thiem.
Back to women's tennis. I'm looking through here. I'm trying to find girls who make a run. Honestly, there are a lot of people who can make runs here.
This top half of the draw is scary.
But we have Luisa Cerenko and Ashley Barty, which is a sneaky good match. Cerenko is 120, but she used to be insane. Did we have her top ranking?
But look at her career tournament rankings. Quarterfinals at the US Open's good, but there's a lot of first-round exits.
And especially playing the one seed. I don't think there's going to be an upset there. You scroll down. Kristina Mikhail and Petra Markic might be something a little bit. Oh, wow. Wait, Kazakina and Keys. Hello. Kazakina used to be stupid good, or at least she was. Nope, she just had a few runs. I feel like you see that a lot in women's tennis, where a few times like they have one good year. It's like
Ostapenko,
Eugene Bouchard. Did Bouchard make the tournament?
I don't know, but look at Ostapenko. Look here. Do me a favor. Go look at Ostapenko and look at her runs. I'll just search her up. It'll be easier. Do the control F.
Yeah.
She made one run, and
she's
45 in the world, but if you go look at her career.
First round, winner, quarterfinal. Huh?
Yeah. She won a French, made a quarterfinal, and a semi of Wimbledon. But other than that, it's a lot of early exits.
Okay, but if you have a winner, a quarterfinal, a semifinal in the last 2 years, you're doing something right, which means... Well, she's yet to have one at the Australian Open, which means that this might be your year. Who
knows? Look at this, 2016 Australian Open, first round. In 2016, she lost how many first rounds in the majors?
All of them. Okay, she was also 19.
2017, she picked it up, but look, third round winner,
wait, quarterfinal.
Why don't we see? Wait, hold on. Here's the better question: why doesn't it show 2019?
Because it hasn't updated yet. I don't know.
2019 should be on there. This is 2020. So 3 years ago she won a major now. Three.
Wow, she is old. She's gonna retire soon. She has to.
That's two.
Ostapenko.
Yeah, she's not as young as you thought, right?
I know, she's 22. She's very young. I mean, Danielle Collins made the semis last year. Unless she just didn't play. 2018. No, they literally haven't updated this. That's actually kind of crazy. Our stats department is fucked up.
No, so hold on here. It's not our stats department. It's the Australian Open's official website. Fuck them. Coco didn't play last year. That I know. She was hurt.
Coco played last year.
No, Coco was hurt for she might have played one major, but she had a lot of injuries last year.
Dude, look at her 2017 year. Semifinal, first round, quarterfinal, semifinal. That's a good year. She had to be top five in the world or something at that point.
Yeah, she was good. Her and Taylor Fritz grew up playing at the same club. Fun fact for all you people who don't know that.
So where's that Rancho Santa Fe?
Rancho Santa Fe, California.
Rancho Santa Fe.
Fun fact about your host, when you're host, Frank Todd. I've met both of them. I've seen them both play in Rancho Santa Fe, California.
You know, I got a really interesting comment the other day. And it's true. Do you follow my Twitter?
No, I do not.
At the Dan Keeney, for anybody who doesn't. Basically, I got somebody yesterday said, hey, how does the guy with the shitty tennis podcast know so many famous people? And I'm like, thank you.
Wait, what? At the Dan
Keeney.
K-E-E-N-Y.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really, really, really funny. I'm like, all right, like thank you.
Who told you this?
One of my friends, and she, because apparently she like listened to the podcast. So I'm like, hey, thanks, Zoe. It was so funny. I loved it. Because like apparently like you and I combined, we actually know a lot of like random people.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, so. Here, if we go look at the men's draw, I can pick out a couple of players. Let me find them on the men's. We're going to go back to the men's draw just for story time about players we know here. I hit the wrong MM American. Mackenzie McDonald. My older brother grew up playing junior tennis against Mackenzie McDonald because they were both high-level ranked juniors at their age, so they would always play in the same tournaments. And, I mean, so I've saw Mackenzie McDonald all the time.
And now he's a 127 in the world.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, he was top 100 before he got hurt last year. Jeez. And then, yeah, then Taylor Fritz and I grew up in the same hometown, so I knew him, and the same with Coco Vandeweghe.
I think CeCe Bells is from, like, Atherton or something, which is, like, San Francisco. Sad. I'm trying to think. There are a lot of California people to literally that's like all the professionals. Steve Johnson.
California.
He's from OC.
California is one of the biggest states for tennis, obviously.
That Texas and Florida, I feel like all those.
Those are the three biggest. I mean, they have three of the best weathers year round. They're the three most controllable climates. It's pretty obvious why they'd be.
In Vegas, Andre Agassi.
That is true. They do have better players than we got. I'm trying to think about anyone else.
Serena Williams is from California, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
So I'm trying to think of anyone from Southern California. I'm looking at the draw.
Check Danielle. She might be.
Where's she from?
She's from IMG. Lauren Anisimova's from Russia. Taylor Townsend, Coco.
Right. Yeah, so that's kind of a fun story time about how we just randomly know a couple pros. A
couple interesting people. Well, you know, I'll take it. Katie McNally is from, like...
Oops, sorry. My music started playing.
Stop playing that. All right.
It was not on purpose. I accidentally opened it.
Well, with that, I think it's time for some hot takes and to kind of finish up this episode a little bit. You ready for the first hot takes of 2020?
Do we want to go predictions first or some more fun things first, like biggest upset, biggest underdog?
You know what? Let's go predictions. I think that'll be a little bit safer.
Nadal winning the Australian Open.
Whoa.
That's my prediction. I think Djokovic is going to come in and make some mistakes. I think that I could generally see him losing in a big upset early on, because I think that Djokovic is a head case.
He is.
And I think that someone will get in his head early if he makes enough mistakes.
You've got to completely remember that in order to be a great tennis player, you have to be a head case too. Like, that's kind of how it works, right? There's been no, like, completely sane, really good tennis player. Because you're in your head at all times.
That's fair. I think that
Tsitsipas
could win this section, to be honest. I think if he can get, he's wondering if he can just, he's like Nick Kyrgios, but with better control over himself. If he can just keep control over himself, he has the skills to make a deep run.
I think Federer's going to win. Everybody has been shitting on him so much. I think he's just going to cruise. I think he will actually, like, not have trouble with Djokovic. I think Djokovic probably loses early, and Federer has Nadal's number for, like, the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So I really, really, truly think that if Federer gets past, you know, all the matches that he should win and eventually gets to Novak, it's going to be a good match. I think Federer is going to win.
Grigor Dimitrov will be the first top 20 seed to lose, by the way. Just to get that out there.
The fact that Grigor Dimitrov is a top 20 seed is laughable.
He made one good run last year.
Because he had nobody. He played nobody.
He won't defend half those points.
No, he made a huge run in the U.S.
In general, he won't defend half those points this year.
No, I mean, maybe he could get his round. Who's he play?
Let me get back to that draw and find out. I know where he is. He was around the 80s. There he is. He plays on Daryl, then Paul versus Meyer.
So he's going to get to the third round.
He's going to lose to Paul.
Oh, my God. If he lose, they're basically the same player.
If he makes it to the third round, he'll get his ass handed to him by Shapovalov.
Jeez. That's a hot take right there. I think Shapovalov's been playing absurd.
Shapovalov's a much better player than Dimitrov.
Let's go women's. Let's see what women's is. I think Serena...
Ashley Barty's going to win.
Oh, okay.
Ashley Barty's going to win. Hot take. Not even hot take because she's the one seed, but Ashley Barty's going to win.
I don't think she wins. I think she wants to win, and that's actually... The big thing about the Australian Open, like playing it in your home country, is... So, like, with all majors, the Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open and Wimbledon, if you bet on the Brits, Americans, Frenchmen, and Australians, they're all one of them is going to make a run because they actually want to win the tournament. And that's why I think Ashley Barty could actually win. It's because she actually wants to win her home slam.
Well, hold on, I'm going to come with that. The American men want to win everything. They aren't good enough to win. There's a big difference there.
But there's, like, John Isner who'd make a run, or Stevie Johnson made a run a couple years ago.
Sam Querrey did to Wimbledon last year.
Sam Querrey, but I'm talking about the U.S. Open. Like, Jack Sock made a run.
Jack Sock sucks.
Jack Sock's not even in this tournament.
Let's move up. I don't want to talk about fucking Jack Sock.
All right, women's. I think Serena wins. I think Serena's ready, prime. She looked, when she won her tournament this weekend, she looked different. And what I mean different, she looked good. She looked fit. She didn't look fit. I'm going to be a little bit judgmental, but because this is a podcast, you kind of have to be. Other times, she looked a little fat. She looked a little out of shape. When I saw her this weekend, she was fucking ripped. And when I mean ripped, she's not Serena ripped. She was professional athlete ripped. Like, her abs were showing. Her thighs had zero fat on them. She looks like she lost about 20 pounds.
And I think she'll cruise until the fourth round when she has a potential matchup with Konta, and I think that'll be her first challenge. And I think she'll win, but that'll be her first real challenge.
Serena's going to cruise. I don't think Serena loses a set.
Well, she's going to lose to Barty.
And you remember my predictions for the U.S. Open, right?
Serena to win?
Serena and Nadal. Nadal got to the final. Nadal won it all, and Serena got to the finals. So I have a pretty good track record with this thing. So
I don't, but that means it's my time to turn it around and get on fire. All right. So because it's, again, we're talking about gambling, but I want to talk about a little more fun prediction here.
Yeah, so prop
bet. There is a prop bet on who will hit the most aces and who's most likely to win without dropping a set. Daniel, who is going to hit the most aces on the men's side of the tournament?
I am going to go... Ooh. Oh. Oh. Novak Djokovic.
Wow. It's an underdog pick.
Nick Kyrgios can hit a lot of aces, but Nick Kyrgios might lose early. Novak Djokovic is going to hit 10 aces a match for 6-7 matches. That adds up.
Roger Federer, greatest player of all time. Gonna serve great. Gonna play great for. Then he will probably lose in the semis, but he'll hit a lot of aces.
John Isner, Medvedev could be a great pick. Medvedev hits a lot of aces.
Anderson is a sneaky underdog pick for this, by the way, too. So Anderson is.
But again, it all depends how far he goes.
I think he has the skill level to beat Fritz and Thiem, though. If he's back to where he was,
he would have to make. The thing about Medvedev is he might lose first round.
Who do you pick for the women's? I don't know. We already talked about the men. Let's
wait. I want to see who does Medvedev play.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Stat department.
Medvedev has a tough first round.
No, he doesn't.
TFO. Oh yeah, but that's a tough first. You're telling me TFL beat him last year. That doesn't mean anything. Yes, it means a lot.
I'm shutting it off because everyone has one bad match. Lloyd Harris got a set off Roger Federer on grass. That one bad set, one bad match.
I wouldn't touch that match, though.
Well, the odds are so bad, I wouldn't touch it either. But, all right, let's move on to women's most aces.
Serena.
I agree.
Serena's the best server in women's tennis history. There's no way she's not getting 1,000 aces this tournament. Ashley Barty at 390. Ashley Barty has a 90-mile-an-hour serve. Who's she going to ace?
Probably the idiot she plays in the first round.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want
to
add?
Serena Williams to win without dropping a set is plus 810. Take that.
She's going to drop a set to Barty.
Novak's going to drop a set somewhere. Novak will
drop many sets.
Novak has never not dropped a set at a major.
All the men will drop at least one set because, again, he won't beat Nadal or Federer in straights. He won't do it.
I like how these are the four people that they know like are going to win. Like these are the four. So Novak, Djokovic, right. Nadal.
Now, the last thing I want to do, Daniel, is we're going to look at the Australian Open draws. Or the Australian Open odds, okay? We're going to make our cutoff point plus 2,700, so we can cut in theme as the last guy.
Whoa. Let's go plus 120, okay. Or 12,000.
We're looking at all the people who are plus 12,000 to win or more. Who are you taking?
I mean, I'm not going to pick like a normal person. So plus 12,000.
I had to scroll down there, so we didn't have anyone who 12,000 above it. Like, just that's perfect.
Wait, so we like below here?
Everyone below here are the picks. One of the deep underdogs. We're doing a deep underdog segment. We already did the normal guys.
Marin Cilic.
Ooh, that's a good one. There are two that stuck out to me right away in this section, both at the same odds. Raonic and Anderson.
You're high on Anderson.
You gotta remember, Anderson was a top five player in the world before he got hurt.
He got to the finals.
Yeah. Before he got hurt last year, we weren't saying, oh, it's Roger. We're saying it's Roger Federer, and outside of them was Anderson, not Medvedev, not Thiem, not Tsitsipas, not Zverev. It was Anderson as the next best outside of them. I think that without injuries, if he's healthy, he is going to get back to that level.
We'll see. I mean, if you go down, I don't see anybody else who really surprises me.
Who is the worst odds to win? That's the more important question.
Who's not going to win today?
Who is the worst odds to win the entire tournament?
Find Stevie. I want to find where. Oh my God, there he is. 225,000.
And he's tied for the worst odds.
Yuichi Sugita,
who's technically going to be last due to alphabetical order.
Oh, no.
All right, Daniel. We're going to do the exact same thing on the women's here. We're going to go at 12,000 again.
Coco Gauff.
Wow. You've answered before I even had time to
plus
fucking
plus 11,000, Coco Gauff.
Oh, no, she's too high.
Okay.
12,000.
No, don't be a fucking
stickler. Fine. Oh, okay.
Maria Sakkari, she could do bad things. She could do really good. Or Venus Williams.
What I was gonna take, so we're gonna go a little different here. You know what? I'm gonna say Coco Vanderway.
That's not happening.
Plus 1,300. She's probably gonna be the best out of this group.
Scroll down. Ange Jabeur.
All right, we're doing the same thing. We're gonna look at who has the worst odds to win the entire tournament.
Tatiana Maria.
Zarina Diaz is tied for a lot of people at plus 25,000.
Yikes. Taylor Townsend at 25,000.
$1, guys. Put $1 on her to win it all.
$1 to win 2,000. Heather Watson.
If we put $1 on Taylor Townsend, guys, we could win $250.
What a wild time to be alive.
What a wild bet that would be, dude. All right. I think we covered everything. Enjoy the first day of y'all showing up, guys.
Thank you. And also, make sure while you're watching this will be repeated a lot, but make sure to keep the entire continent of Australia in your prayers. I have made sure to donate, try to make my part, try so to.
And shameless plug for this, because as much as we love him and shit on him for being an asshole, Nick Kyrgios has gone the entire, basically a lot of players to donate money per ace they hit. It's every Australian player and a few others are donating a couple $100 for every ace they hit through the entire tournament. So let's just hope. Right now, it's
Kyrgios goes far.
Kyrgios has the most money on it, so hopefully Kyrgios can pull something off and donate a lot. Barty has some money on it, so hopefully she can go far. Demi Moore has a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
So it's all the Australian guys. Even Jordan Thompson put $100 on it, and he knows he's going to lose first round.
You know what? Good for him. But make sure to keep them in your prayers, and we will see you guys next week.